Hi, it's Jeff Farley from the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church and our Sunday morning sermon for Sunday, May 23rd, which was Pentecost. The scripture lesson is from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. And if for some reason after this is over, you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do that at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com or at our website, www.otisvillepress.org. This is today's word. The scripture reading from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. On the day of Pentecost, all the Lord's followers were together in one place. Suddenly there was a noise from heaven like the sound of a mighty wind, filled the house where they were meeting. Then they saw what looked like fiery tongues moving in all directions, and a tongue came and settled on each person there. The Holy Spirit took control of everyone, and they began speaking whatever languages the Spirit let them speak. Many religious Jews from every country in the world were living in Jerusalem, and when they heard this noise, a crowd gathered, but they were surprised because they were hearing everything in their own languages. They were excited and amazed and said, "Don't all these who are speaking come from Galilee? Then why do we hear them speaking in our very own languages? Some of us are from Parthia, Media, and Elam. Others are from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia and Egypt, parts of Libya near Cyrene, Rome, Crete, and Arabia. Some of us were born Jews, and others of us have chosen to be Jews. Yet we all hear them using our own languages to tell the wonderful things God has done. Everyone is excited, was excited, and confused. Some of them even kept asking each other, 'What does all this mean?'" So when it comes to the scripture, especially on Sundays where there is a scripture reading that's very familiar, sometimes it's hard to know just exactly what to say and how to preach about it. So I'm heading off in my own special direction, which is what I do anyway, but this is where we're going. So what are you getting up and doing now that the Holy Spirit is working in you? For that matter, what is it like for you when the Spirit moves in you? There are lots of wonderful examples in Scripture of people moved by the Holy Spirit who did amazing things. Some led armies, like Moses leading the children out of Israel, and some brought about amazing healings, including the apostles as well as prophets, like Elisha and Elijah. Some wandered through difficult and dangerous times following God's lead. The stories in Judges and in 1 and 2 Kings and 1 and 2 Chronicles and elsewhere tell us of the dangers. The faithful remnant in so many biblical stories kept the faith even when it was hard and sacrificial, although it appears Israel and or Judah lost their way at times and ended up following other gods, much to God's disappointment. Even some churches have done the same, been co-opted by the culture in which they have lived, as the stories in the book of Revelation and the letters of Paul and James and John remind us. The church can lose its way. It can lose its motivation. It can even lose its identity as God's people, especially when it fails to get up and follow the leading of the Spirit. Other Spirit-filled followers got up and ran with chariots, including Philip, who somehow kept up with the Ethiopian official before sharing with him the good news of Jesus' death and resurrection. And then there was Elijah, who somehow filled with the Spirit ran ahead of King Ahab from Mount Carmel to Jezreel, a distance of 31 miles. Others left everything and followed Jesus. But of course, the greatest story of the Spirit's work in moving God's people is that of today's scripture reading. The story of when the disciples gathered in an upper meeting room during the Jewish festival of Pentecost experienced the arrival of the Holy Spirit with power to all who were waiting. The scripture says that the Holy Spirit's presence in the lives of the disciples was so visible it looked as if flames of fire sat on them without consuming them. Clearly hearkening back to the flames of fire in the bush Moses knelt before in the wilderness. And with the Spirit's presence came the sound of rushing wind, a reminder of the constant movement of the Spirit in the world, in the church, and in us. And then came the incredible moment when they all went into the crowded streets of Jerusalem, telling the story of Jesus' death and resurrection in many languages, so that everyone gathered in Jerusalem, no matter where they had come from, could understand the story in their own native tongue. It's so clear. When the Spirit is present, God's people get up and go. Get up and speak. Get up and share. Get up and make a difference. So it begs the question, what are you getting up and doing now that the Spirit is working in and through you? Do you notice that the option to just sit still is not available? Worship is good. Bible study is good. Learning about the faith in Sunday school or in power is good. But it is not the end desire of God for his faithful people, not even a little bit. The truth is, until we get up and go, we've not really felt the Spirit in all its power. The Spirit is all about movement, just like the wind. Think of the church and the church's people like a windmill. There is work to be done, God's people to be cared for both inside and outside the church, but it only happens when the wind comes and blows. That's when essentially ministry gets done. Or think of the church and its people as if it were a sailboat. Sailboats, quite frankly, out of the water look weird and awkward, but you put them in water and the wind comes along and moves it, and then you see the power. Then you see the purpose. Then you see the energy. Then you see the boat fulfilling its calling. It's the same with God's people. Filled with the Spirit, we feed the hungry. Filled with the Spirit, we visit the sick. Filled with the Spirit, we make sure those who are thirsty get a drink. Filled with the Spirit, we become the church. So again, what are you getting up and doing now that the Holy Spirit is working in you? Pentecost is alive and well in you and I and the church. It is such a blessing, but there is much to do. Hallelujah. And amen. Hey, thanks for stopping by and joining us on our podcast today. It's been fun. And remember, if you have questions, don't be afraid to contact us and ask any of them. We'd be delighted to hear from you. It's Jeff Farley at Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church in Otisville, New York. Thanks for stopping by.